Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. First of all, I just want to quickly apologize. I was unable to do my podcast last week. My son got really sick, and even though I was trying somehow make this happen, unfortunately I was unable. He was way too sick and I have to look after him. So I'm back this week and I'll try to do my best to somehow make this up for you guys. Okay, so today I want to talk a little bit about business. This is one of the most common question inquiries for the podcast. You guys asking me if I could give some tips and advice how to improve their business. And today actually I want to talk about one of those little elements which I've learned while I was a wedding photographer. And that was extremely useful little thing which I applied to my headshot photography business. And I want to talk about sales images. This term is, I made that up, to be honest with you. But I will explain in detail what that means and how this whole thing works and how you can apply this to your headshot photography business. So when I was a wedding photographer, I remember whenever I was meeting my clients, and I was showcasing my work, my images, my albums. I was trying to pretty much just convince them to hire me for their wedding. One of the things which really struck me, and that was literally on every meeting, most of my clients who hired me, they have this like specific images which they really like, and that's what kind of make their decision kind of make it happen. So typically when I was asking them, like, you know, what do you think about the work? You know, which pictures you like? And they were very, very clearly, they're pointing out at specific images and they're saying, oh my God, like, I love this picture. I really admire, like, you know, those images. And that kind of make me kind of think that even though those people, they probably never gonna get the same image, they never gonna, you know, because those images, they were from different weddings, from different locations. They basically have nothing to do with their wedding, but those images, they were so spectacular that they convinced them to hire me for their wedding. And with the time, I started putting albums with those images which make the most impact on my clients. So whenever I meet them, I knew that those images, they were liked by so many people and they make me so many sales that I know this is going to work. So with the time, as I said, I was able to really, really precisely crafted my presentation, which I knew people going to be impressed, people going to like those images, because if, let's say, 40, 50 people prior them really likes those images, the chances that they're not going to like those images was really slim. And I started using this little trick for many, many years. And then when I transition into the headshot photography, I started also doing the same thing. And we're going to dive deep into this and I'm going to explain how this whole thing works for headshot photography. But it's really important. And I think this is something that can really boost your sales, that can really help you with your business. But it takes a little bit of time, a little bit of work, and you have to put certain things into place to make this work. So let's kind of unpack this, the whole thing, one by one. So the first of all, what it's important, you have to start working with your clients to understand to which images they make the most impact on them. So typically, whenever I have meeting with my potential clients or I have some inquiry and I'm getting these people on the call or I meet with them, I always ask them, like, hey, you know what, take a look at my portfolio and tell me which images you like the most. And people very quickly can and precisely can point it out which images they like. And it's kind of fascinating for me because a lot of clients, they pointing out at specific images, and this pattern is kind of repeats. So I have, let's say, 5, 6, I don't know, X amount of clients, and they're pointing out on the same specific images. So this is something which gives you some kind of important information that if you start basically putting and kind of like a separating those images and creating the portfolio with only those images, the chances that you're going to get hired are going to go much higher. And with the time, you're going to be able precisely figure out which images work best for your business and for your sales, and then making the most impact on the clients. And the funny part is that, you know, people like specific images, even though those are headshots. And, you know, people look, you know, there are different people. There have, you know, there's different lighting, different backgrounds. There is different face expressions. But for whatever reason, people identify with those images somehow. And they like those images, they make impact on those images, and they want to have something similar. So that's something which is crucial in this entire process, to basically, as I said, work with your clientele to pick out those images and basically start alternating and curating your portfolio. So, you know, the chances of sales are going to go high. And I've been doing this for many, many years. I know a lot of photographers out there, and I'm sure if, I don't know if you guys doing this or not, but I've noticed that a lot of photographers out there, they, you know, they're putting out the best images in their opinion and images which photographers like, but they don't really kind of care what the clients or potential, you know, potential people who want to work with you, what they like. So I think we need to kind of reverse engineering a little bit and take our ego out of equation and start asking your clients and asking your friends and in your circles and in your audience which images they like the most, because they can give you the most kind of feedback, which, you know, you might not see it. And I know for photographers like me, every headshot session and every image is special. We have some story behind it. We are attached to those images kind of a certain way. And we kind of look at those images from completely different perspective. And what I mean by that is, just because I like those images and because those images mean something to me, because those images, I don't know, have some story behind it, doesn't mean those are the good images to attract your clients. So that's something to consider, something to think about it, something to maybe work a little bit. And, you know, there's certain ways you can do it. You can ask your friends, your clients, hey, look at my portfolio and tell me which images you like the most, or ask your friends which images they like the most, because everyone looks at those images different way. They get different impact. They basically, you know, they're getting different feelings from those images, and they can give you some very, very, I would say, good feedback, and they're going to be detached from it the way we are with those images. And as I said, I'm doing this for many, many years. Every client who comes through, I always ask them to look from my portfolio and basically just give me some feedback, which images they like, which images they don't like, which images make the most impact on them, which image make them basically hire me. And you know, they can point it out very quickly and very precisely, and they can point it out on the specific images and tell you, hey, I love that image so much that, you know, that's why I want to work with you. It's kind of sounds maybe funny for some people, but that's the way it goes. There is some kind of, I don't know, trigger in their mind that, you know, they see some kind of image and all of a sudden they make a decision, okay, I want to work with you. Another thing what you can also do, and this is also what I'm doing, and I know, again, you have to put your ego on the side, and I know as a photographer, this is the biggest struggle for us, because, you know, we want to make sure that everyone likes all our images, and then we want to make sure that people are impressed, that people kind of, you know, getting some positive emotions from those images. But another thing what you can do, and this is another like little trick which can help you with basically filtering those good images, is the social media. And I know some of those photographers, they take everything extremely personally. But listen what people say, because sometimes, you know, there are some stupid feedbacks, of course, that happens. Just ignore them. But sometimes you can get some kind of feedback which you might don't expect. And people might say things which, you know, you never thought about it. You know, sometimes also what happens, which is also quite interesting for me, people get the feeling from the image. And sometimes, you know, tells them something and, you know, they can have, as I said, specific feeling. They get this, as I say, gut feeling about, you know, specific images. And they might tell you, hey, I don't like that image for whatever reason. And, you know, I don't even dig deeper into this to try to understand or get some kind of constructive criticism or explanation why they don't like the image. I don't care much about that. And the reason is because there's a lot of images, and I'm sure you guys are aware of this, and you guys probably also went through that experience. You see something and you either love it or you hate it or you don't like it, and you don't even know the explanation. But typically, I think what happens, your subconscious gets some kind of, I don't know, information into your mind, and that's why you get this feeling for specific things, you know, and that also applies to any type of images. So that's something which I think is extremely important to do, because the more you understand how your images impact your clients and the viewers and whoever is looking at them, can really help you to, as I said, build this portfolio, which is gonna, you know, as I said, make you more sales and going to make more impact on the client. And going back to the portfolio, this is another thing which we discussed a little bit already, but I want to point it out. As I said, a lot of photographers out there, they put, you know, the best images on their social media or, you know, their website, and they leave it the way it is. They don't change much. They don't really update their portfolio, those pages. They just, you know, have those images constantly there. And, you know, they have this expectation, those images, they're going to work for them. I don't know if you notice, if whoever's go to my website, I'm probably not too many people. I hope, you know, my clients go and check it out. But I constantly adjust those images. Those best images, those pictures which I've noticed clients have the most impact, and they're pointing them out and they like them and they give me some feedback or some comments, those images go on the top. I want to make sure that those images, they're going to be seen first, because I know they're going to work. And then images which people are like, oh, I don't like that one, or for whatever reason, this image doesn't do much to me, or, you know, I don't like because the face expression, whatever reason, those images, if I get at, let's say, a couple people who point them out, I will just remove them automatically. Even though I might like them or they might mean something to me, they go out of the portfolio. You know, and I know depends what type of photography we do, but if you're trying to sell your services and you're trying to sell your headshots, this is something which you really have to pay attention to. This is something that it's constant, I would say, work. Your portfolio is like a living body which needs to be constantly looked after, updated. You have to, you know, kind of shuffle those images the best way possible to, you know, make the most impact on your clients. So this is something to consider. I'm not saying that it's mandatory and everyone has to do it, but I can tell you from my own experience, this is gonna really work for you, and this is gonna really help you to take and elevate your business to the next level. Another thing what I want to point it out, and this is depends also which part of the world you're living in, but, you know, in my case, I live in Canada. And we also have a lot of people from different ethnicities, different cultures, and also that applies to different professions. And what I want to say about that particular part is that, you know, if let's say you want to, I don't know, make impact on, I don't know, people from Middle East, or you want to make impact on people from Asia, you have to have those type of images also included into your portfolio. And this is something which kind of hit me at some point, which was also kind of fascinating. And that, again, comes back to, you know, when I was a wedding photographer, that, you know, if I met with, you know, people from, let's say, China, and they want to make me shoot their wedding, they want to see the wedding from their culture. They didn't want to see, you know, wedding from you know, kind of Canadian, you know, couple, or, you know, they want to see specific things which they can associate it with. And the same applies to hatchet photography, right? Like, you know, I had this client, well, like while ago, and he exactly told me, like, you know what, I really like your work, and I really like specific this image. And there was the guy who was from the same ethnicity. So this is something also to kind of include into your portfolio, that, you know, if you're going after, I don't know, certain cultures, or you're going after certain ethnicities or certain professions, you have to include those type of images into your portfolio so people can associate it with them. And that's how they're going to make the decision that they want to work with you. And as I said, that applies to cultures, ethnicity, and then also profession. So let's say if you're going after actor headshots, you have to include them. If you want to go after, you know, the lawyers or medical industry, you have to have those images included, because also people want to see them, because that's how they, this is how they're going to make their call to work with you. And if you don't have those images, or, you know, you're lacking of specific shots, you know, get somebody for free. You know, just ask someone, hey, you know what, I'm the hatchet photographer, I'm working on my portfolio, and I would love to include, you know, pictures or images, you know, with person like you, would you be interested to work with me? And I remember at the beginning I was doing that. I was trying to create as versatile, you know, portfolio as possible, because I know if I'm going to have those specific images included into my portfolio, then my chances of working with, you know, specific people or specific culture or specific professions, they're going to go up right away. So that's something also to think about it. You know, maybe you can just go through your portfolio and see what is missing and try to fill in the gaps. That's something which, in my opinion, is extremely important, and this is something that everyone should do, and you can see the results. They're gonna come right away. And now, you know, as a finale of this whole thing, you know, the best images, or, you know, the pictures which have the most impact on your social media, on your clients, you can, you know, kind of select them and use them for advertising, for, you know, if you're doing some kind of campaign, or you, I don't know, just preparing some PDF file for your potential client, you know, with like big company, whatever, use those images, because those images, they're going to make impact on people. And unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, you can have the best write-up on how great you are, or how amazing you are, or, you know, like, you might get tons of amazing, you know, kind of like a referrals. But people want to see stuff. People want to see images. And those images, they're going to make you the sales. And this is something to work on and basically create the best portfolio as possible. And you will see with the time, your portfolio is going to be changing as well. I remember when I started my career as a hatchet photographer, that was something which I constantly work on to expand it as much as possible. It wasn't easy, it was a quite a bit of process, but if you know how to approach it, and you know what's your goal is and how your portfolio should look like, it's going to be much easier to get there. Because I remember, again, at the beginning, everyone is lost. Everyone is trying, you know, kind of do their best work. But at the end of the day, you know, they kind of like walking into the dark, and they have no idea which direction they should go. So that's something to, as I said, to consider. And that's why I call them sales images. So I'm sure right now this whole thing is much more clearer. You know exactly what I meant. Those images which makes you the most sales. And I think also don't be afraid to ask your clients about those things. Because I know at the beginning when I started, I never asked those questions. I basically try to show them whatever I liked, and I hope they, you know, kind of like see something what they might like. But, you know, with the time, with practicing, you know, kind of getting those informations and getting that feedback from the client, that was something which, you know, speed up the process. And again, every photographer look at their images from completely different perspective than your potential clients. And that's something which, again, was a huge gap, and something which, you know, like, as I said, the ego kicks in, and, you know, like, we have hard time sometimes, really hard time to remove some of those images, which they simply don't work. But we have to somehow overcome this, and we have to somehow, you know, kind of make this strategy and plan to work with those images, which, you know, they're going to bring you the most sales, and they're going to impact the clients the most. Okay, so that was, I think, everything what I would love to include in this. If you have any additional questions or anything you would like to add to this, please feel free to reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to answer all your questions. If you want to go a little bit more deeper into this whole thing, this upcoming Sunday, I have business and marketing seminar, which we're going to dive even deeper into this whole thing. And we're going to discuss how to basically build this whole thing from the scratch. All the informations, they are in the description or on my website. So feel free to also check it out. I would love to see you there. And then, you know, this is pretty much seminar where we're going to connect online. And if you have any questions or anything you would like to ask, you can basically ask me throughout the seminar. So it's pretty cool. It's very intimate. And, you know, there's a small group, and we're going to just basically go through all those interesting informations and details about business and marketing for headshot photographers. Okay. So thank you for listening. I hope that was interesting. And as I said, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to answer all your questions. So again, thank you for listening. Stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.